Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. First responders and law enforcement officials were honored today at a special event in Atlanta remembering 9/11. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Firemen, police officers, and other emergency officials packed the Cathedral of Christ King for a blue mass. There, they, along with parishioners, paid respect to those who lost their lives on 9/11 and listened to messages of hope and gratitude, including one from Reverend Joel Condon.
We have to be glad for who those people were and the way that they responded to help others on that day. And again, we have to try to restore their hope that, those sacrifices were not in vain.
He says it's also important for kids who were at the service but not alive in 2001 to learn why first responders are celebrated on the September 11th anniversary. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Investigators are trying to answer why a giant cargo ship overturned on the Georgia coast. Experts say a big piece of the puzzle will be determining what made the vessel unbalanced enough to crash onto its side. The South Korean ship capsized soon after departing the port of Brunswick early Sunday. And as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, removing it could take weeks.
Coast Guard Commander Norm Witt says marine salvage experts are working on a plan to remove the Golden Ray from St. Simon Sound, but that the operation will be difficult.
You know, try to set expectations early here. Again, this is a complex salvage case, and it is not going to be quick. I would say we're going to measure this in weeks, possibly months, as opposed to hours and days.
The 656-foot ship, which was carrying around 4,000 vehicles, capsized on Sunday. All 24 people aboard the ship were eventually rescued. The Coast Guard hopes to reopen limited commercial traffic to the Port of Brunswick by Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Cox Enterprises will lay off almost 90 employees. The Atlanta-based company sold a majority stake in its TV and radio stations to Apollo Global Management earlier this year. Cox currently owns WSB-TV in Atlanta. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.